Katie, Game of the Week, Seven Brothers Game of the Week, and it is Holden Eagles, and it is homecoming at Holden, and we are glad to be here. Mike Hendrick, the head coach for the Holden Eagles. You know, the last time I was at one of your ball games, you guys won. So Joe said that if I would come again for homecoming, he was going to guarantee a victory. A tough Crestridge team, though.
Yeah, that's a guy who's not on the staff making a guarantee, but we're going to do our best to try and get that done tonight. Obviously, just like they're going to try and get it done. But we are undefeated when you're in town, and same thing with the Royals. But we hope tonight that we'll be okay. Hopefully it'll be a nice night and not going to be rainy. So that's what we're hoping for.
Oh, yeah, tough weather last week. Had to be hurting. But you guys had two tough games that we got to see, Boonville and Odessa. Mm-hmm. And, man, I tell you what, it's going to be hard to see anybody beating Odessa this year.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, we've had two games with some great athletes. Boonville's just loaded on the athletic side. And then physicality-wise, Odessa's going to be tough to fight for anybody. And they've got some kids that are some great skill kids and well-coached with those guys, just like we're going to see tonight. The kids are going to get after it, and they're well-coached. It should be a fun game.
Well, Coach, we're in week number four of the season, your last non-conference game right here. And, man, and then you start into that tough Missouri Valley Conference.
Yep. Yeah, we know every season that we're going to end up getting the murderer's row at some point. So by the time you go see Lexington and Richmond and Higginsville and those folks like that in our next three games, that's always a tough thing. So you're trying to get everything right. You're trying to get everybody healthy. You're trying to make sure, you know, what you think you're going to do going into versus the best folks is what you've got going. So we hope to get better tonight. We hope to work on the things that we didn't do a very good job of last week and then and just get better.
And, you know, you got to miss that young man that had last year, Martin, the running back. He ended up in Lindenwood, and glad to hear that. I'm glad to see he got his opportunity, but got to be missing him. He was a power source for the team. For the whole season.
Yeah, I mean, I've been here in my run, and we've obviously had an embarrassment of riches there as far as that goes. We've had Max Mickey, which is a pretty darn good player, and we back that up with Andrew Martin. And we're in last week he got an award for being one of the best guys on the practice squad and helping them get ready for an MIAA season and a game. So the fact that he's like that, but yeah, we miss him and the things that he did for us. You know, we got to have kids step up and do things, and in some of those cases it may take three kids to replace him and the things that he did for us. So we hate to miss him, just like everybody every year you miss those kids. But yeah, he was a great player.
Well, Coach, and we were talking about the Missouri River Valley Conference that starts next week, and tough games coming up all season long. What's it going to look like for conference play?
Yeah, I think it's hard to you know, take anybody. Higginsville went to the game last year and was very good, and I don't know how you can ever count them out until somebody beats them. It's always a great game with them. And Lexington, they're well touted. They're already ranked in the state. You know, it's a tough conference. It's a great conference. It's a fun one to get in because your kids know you're going to be seen by lots of folks and see how you and match up against them. And that's what we're trying to do is to get to where we're competitive every week with those guys and see if sometimes we can sneak up on somebody. But hopefully we'll get better.
Well, homecoming this week, going to be a great game. Crestridge looks like they're ready to play. Looks like they're going to be tough. You guys always tough, and it is your home, and you guys like to keep it that way, and nobody comes into your house.
Yeah, our kids are going to we'll defend our turf, as what we say, and you know, you come to the Eagles' nest, and hopefully we'll take care of all that. But we got to get better tonight. We got to fix a few things that we didn't do very well last week, and our kids are going to play hard. That's one thing we will get done. We'll play hard.
I know you got some work to do, and these guys are ready to do it, but team looks good. Team always looks great to see them out here, and glad to be back in Holden.
Yeah, heck yeah. We're glad that you're here, and we love the coverage, and our kids enjoy listening to it, and they get a kick out of it. So we appreciate your guys' coverage.
Well, thank you very much. Hoping for a great win for the Eagles.
Yep, thank you very much.
Coach Mike Hendrick, the head coach, Holden Eagles.